Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. You know that performance counts, so put your pension in the hands of our experts. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now, we've all heard that cash is king, and from this week, a new access to cash law is due to come into force, and this means that financial institutions will have to ensure that an ATM machine is located within 10 kilometres of the vast majority of homes and of businesses. Now we're joined by Seamus Boland, Irish Rural Link CEO. But first, John Cook has been asking people in Athenry for their views about access to cash.
There's no bank machine around here. The ones that are in there are gone. If the bank is closed to the post office, you have nowhere to get cash then.
We need cash at all times. And sometimes it's very hard to find an ATM in rural areas.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Closed down or not working or what?
Closed down.
There's one in a petrol station, but okay. It's the access to it sometimes is very limited. I personally don't like just relying on cards and tapping and all that sort of stuff, you know, but you need it for emergencies.
Yeah, sometimes they're not working or you have to go to another branch. Obviously, they want to get rid of cash altogether, don't they? Go digital.
But you still want to use cash?
I always use cash.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so you should have access to it?
You should have access, 100%.
I don't use cash.
No.
You don't need cash?
No, I don't use cash at all, no. Uh-huh.
You're just happy to use your card?
Yeah, I use cards, Revolut, move things around online on my phone.
So you're not looking for a bank machine anymore? Or do you think there should be an obligation on the banks to put them out there?
Maybe for older people, maybe, you know.
Definitely an issue for us around here, getting access to cash from ATMs. But I suppose I work with people with intellectual disability, and what was coming through there is cashless societies impeding them having inclusion. Inclusion as in going to sporting events, they can't pay cash. Also, like, they enjoy having the physical cash. Uh-huh. So I'm the same. I like to have cash for groceries or a social night out.
Everybody needs bank machines, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, there's certain businesses won't accept cards. They just want cash only. So you can get caught out very, very easily.
You like a bit of cash in your pocket?
I do, yeah. Uh-huh.
We could all do with this.
There's never that much in it.
Now, shoppers in Athenry, County Galway, speaking to John Cook there. Seamus Boland, CEO of Irish Rural Link, is on the line. Seamus said this is something you've been campaigning for a long time. How do you react to the news that there's an ATM to be in 10 kilometres of businesses and homes?
Well, we greatly welcome and we're delighted that this is the result of a campaign probably 18 months ago. We first raised its head among our members and we were very clear. A lot of people were very much put out by the fact that they couldn't access cash unless they drove long distances. In rural areas, it's not just older people, it's anybody wishing to have cash to spare just to deal with emergencies, to deal with even normal payments, because some people don't do digi payments or banking payments. So all of this led to us making this campaign, and we're delighted that this law is now being signed into force.
And how bad was it, Seamus? How many kind of ATM deserts were there? Because I suppose people would have been used to the idea of maybe getting cash back in shops from a purchase and may not have been aware of how hard it was to access cash.
Yeah, and even the money in shops was, you know, some shops wouldn't have been carrying a lot of cash because they've been taking payments. But yes, in the isolated areas, northwest, southwest, and west generally, and even in parts of the Midlands, you would have seen long distances that need to be travelled. You must remember, bank branches.
When you say, sorry to cut across you, how long when you say long distances?
Well, we're talking about 30 to 40 kilometres of a drive for in some cases, and that really wasn't helpful. And as I said, bank branches were closing down as well, so getting cash was getting harder. And again, shops wouldn't have been carrying large amounts of money either to just try and get cash back. So it really was becoming a problem.
We heard in John's Vox there were a number of older people who had a strong preference for cash, not strictly just older people, but also somebody mentioning there that people with intellectual disabilities have a preference for dealing in cash in some cases as well. So was there an equality issue with this?
Yes, of course there was. I mean, the reality is there are certain sections of our society for various reasons, intellectual disabilities, but also people who, you know, never got into the whole banking, card banking, digital banking, all of that. So they're trying to catch up as well. Internet hasn't just about come to rural Ireland right now. So back 2 years ago, it was still catching up. So there was a whole range of reasons why people couldn't access cash when they wanted to, and they needed cash. They're used to cash. It is legal tender. It is king, as you said, and people wanted that choice.
Okay, and the idea that, you know, people would need cash on hand. On the one hand, people are being encouraged not to hoard cash at home, but on the other hand, after Storm Éowyn, people were being encouraged to keep at least some kind of a cash reserve in case electricity went down for a long period of time.
Yeah, I think we found out very quickly that, you know, if you didn't have any cash at all on you, you were really caught big time. And I do believe that some of the recommendations for being prepared for such disasters will encourage people to hold small amounts of cash. I would certainly not encourage people to hold large amounts of cash in their house. That creates crime and it causes all sorts of problems. But for sure, you do need access to cash. You need to be able to get cash when you need it. And I hope this law will ensure that the banks, particularly that they are now responsible through the central bank, will ensure that this law is maintained and that the 10-kilometre range is strictly adhered to.
All right. And just, Seamus, the timeline on this and the issue of independently provided ATMs, what's your understanding of how those ATMs will be covered and when we can expect to see this law to be fully in place?
Well, I don't have a firm view. I don't have a knowledge of a firm deadline, but we would be asking the central bank and those responsible in the banking system to ensure that that is carried out immediately. And certainly we will be monitoring it, because I don't believe we can allow this to go on any longer.
Okay, my thanks to Seamus Boland, CEO of Irish Rural Link.